It's Tuesday, the 27th of May, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. A Namibian delegation comprising senior officials from education, research and energy sectors has completed a four-day study tour to the Netherlands. The visit, organized by the Namibia Green Hydrogen Program in partnership with the Netherlands Embassy and Consulate in South Africa, follows the release of a Dutch-commissioned 2024 report on Namibia's green hydrogen skills. Manager of External Affairs and Communication at the Namibia Green Hydrogen Program, Jonah Musheko.
The main idea was really to go and expose these officials on how green hydrogen infrastructures and technology looks in real life and how they can be operated at that particular level. And also just to make sure that as they come and work on the national strategy on education and skills development, they are all informed, they know what we are looking for. Because we want to be one day a hub of technology as much as green hydrogen is concerned. It was for them to experience and see what is happening in Netherlands, and also to form some partnership with institutions in Netherlands for future collaborations in as much as this sector is concerned.
With Namibia facing high levels of gender-based violence, the Namibia National Students Organization visited Windhoek's Havana informal settlement to raise awareness about the issue. NANSO President Dorothea Nangolo explains.
We spoke to perpetrators. We spoke to people who were honest to say, I am abusive towards my wife because of A, B, and C. And we're able to flag these households and report them to the necessary channels so that they receive the support and the assistance that they need. We're also able to then just have a small database of some of the issues we've identified or picked up in the homes. They may not openly say, but through conversations with them, you can pick up small things that hint to something is wrong within the household. So we're able to flag these houses so that support is given, of course, without alarming the perpetrators or the victims.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has praised the Sustainable Infrastructure Development Symposium in Cape Town as a gateway to endless opportunities. Addressing delegates, he called infrastructure the flywheel of the economy.
Infrastructure development demonstrates stability and great potential to investors. Infrastructure that is well constructed and infrastructure that is also well maintained encourages investors to see our country as great investment destinations.
Sudan's health ministry has reported a sharp uptick in cholera cases in the war-torn country, which recorded 2,700 infections and 172 deaths in 1 week. In a statement, the health ministry said 90% of cases were reported in Khartoum State, where water and electricity supply have been severely disrupted in recent weeks by drone strikes attributed to the paramilitary rapid support forces. And the European Trade Commissioner says he has had good calls with U.S. counterparts. The negotiations come after President Donald Trump announced he's agreed to the European Union's request to delay imposing 50% tariffs on EU goods. William Denslow reports from Brussels.
In his social media post, Sefcovic said the European Commission remains fully committed to constructive and focused efforts to strike a trade deal with the U.S. On Friday, US President Donald Trump threatened to impose 50% duties on EU goods as of June 1st, saying that negotiations were going nowhere. But after a call over the weekend with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, he agreed to push back the deadline to July 9th. Commission officials say reaching a deal with Washington remains a priority. But the bloc is working on a package of countermeasures should no agreement be reached by July.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.